VFW Mobile.
TN4TSW. W4 Dallas, the Foxtrot.
Be quiet, catch the call.
Good morning. Good morning. Whiskey 4 Delta, Foxtrot. My name is Don, and I'm located in Inman, South Carolina.
Good morning. Name over here is Ken, Kilo Echo November. Call sign is Kilo November 4, Tango Foxtrot Whiskey. I'm over here in Greer.
Well, certainly not. You can't be over in Greer. That's my hometown.
Here now, going on about maybe 25 years, I guess.
So that's right. That's good news to know. I was born there, let's see, 1944, and attended elementary school there, and 1.5 years of, I guess you'd call it junior high then. Now it's middle school. But anyway, then moved to Greenville, finished up, what was it there, my 8th and 9th grade, and attended Parker High School for 1 year, back to Greer for 11th and 12th. So our family was like a bunch of gypsies.
Yeah, Dad moved here in 74, went to Wade Hampton, graduated. When I graduated in 78, there wasn't nothing going on here. I left and I didn't come back until probably the mid-90s now.
That's great. Wade Hampton, back in when I first got licensed, let's see, 1959, several of the high schools in Greenville High and Wade Hampton, both had ham radio clubs. Do you know if they still have those?
I didn't know anything about it when I was there. And I think by the mid-70s, it was probably gone. I know I was doing 11 meter then, but I didn't hear anything about ham radio.
Well, those things were quite popular back then, but I don't think they have many in the schools today. I do remember when Wade Hampton put on a campus radio station. I'm not sure what year, but they would broadcast on campus.
Yeah, but then you're really taxed to my brain. It's been a minute since I've been in high school, but it's been a little bit longer than that for you.
Yeah, it's been a while for me. I'm pushing 76, so been licensed for 62 years, and really have enjoyed this hobby. It's been fantastic. Did a lot of operating, different modes and so forth. If you want to check it out, look me up on QRZ.com, and I'll give you a snapshot of some of the things I've done over the years. A lot of fun.
I've only been in it about a year and a half now. Yeah, I've been licensed about a year and a half, and I'm sure I'm enjoying it, and that meet a lot of good people out there, and there's usually 3 or 4 of us that are on the radio about this time in the morning as we're all traveling to work. And so what are you doing up this early?
Well, I'm always up. It seems like, really. I listen to you guys every morning, and I monitor this repeater 24/7, and just see if I could be of assistance to maybe somebody out on the road. But, yeah, I listen to you guys every morning. Quite interesting conversation.
Shy, just come on in and jump on in there, and we'd be glad to have you in the morning.
Thank you very much for the invite. Like I said, you know, I was licensed many years ago, and used to call net control, be the net control on Saturday night for this repeater in the 1970s, and knew lots of folks over the years, but I got off the air for a while. And was surprised when I decided to, you know, get a walkie-talkie, one of those bow things, so I could just listen. Got back on the air, and I didn't recognize anyone at all except Ray, K4SUG. he and I got on, I think we got on about the same time. I was on in 58, and I think he was on in 58. So it was quite sad to not hear any of the old calls.
One of them upgraded and switched to vanity calls, and then I believe I'm going to keep mine. It's the one they assigned to me, and I believe it's the one I'll have until I become a silent key.
I would suggest that, young man, that you keep that call. My novice call was KN4 Sierra Alpha Oscar, KN4 SAO. Well, I upgraded in 1960, and they just changed it to K4 SAO. I kept that for about 30 years, and was employed with South Carolina ETV. So I asked for and got the call, W4 Echo Tango Victor, which I thought was good. But the way it wound up, they fired me in 2005. So I requested my initials, W4DF.
With, you know, having one for your initials that means something to you. You know what I mean? Maybe, you know, when you become a silent key, maybe one of your grandkids or one of your kids will want to pick that call sign up. And then I know when I was first learning and just listening to the radio and hearing all these call signs, I thought, man, I'll never remember all those different call signs and that. But then once you get into it, it's just like hearing a name.
Wesley, to be actually truthful, several years ago, I attempted to recover my novice call from 1958. It was available, KN4 SAO. Reason doing that, I really think that the novice days, those early days, were the best. A lot of memories, and I waited too late, though. I sat around thinking about doing it to get rid of W4DF and pick up my old novice call, but I went looking, and sure enough, over the last few days at that time, someone had picked it up, or someone had been issued that call. I would suggest if you like to, stay with that call. Stay with that original call. People, that's the way people will remember you.
Got into it. I don't know why I didn't get into it in the late 70s, because my father-in-law at that time, well, early 80s, he used to be a radio man in the Navy, and man, he lived and breathed CW. And why I didn't pick it up and learn from him, and why he didn't become a ham radio operator, I really don't know.
You can get addicted to CW. That's been my mode all these years. It's been my favorite. I would always run high-speed CW. Of course, I copied it on paper. I couldn't use a typewriter that well, so I would copy it on paper, or you just read it off in my head. I got where up above 30 words a minute, I couldn't write it down, but I could still sit and talk to you. And that eventually led me to get a commercial radio telegraph license. My ambitions as a young fellow was to get a radio telegraph license, a commercial, and then go off and become a ship radio officer and travel the world, see the world. But I accomplished that. I got the license, but I found out I was around 36 years old, had a wife and three children. And my wife said, no, you're not going to be gone for 6 months at a time.
I lived traveling days in my younger day, but then, like you said, once you get a family and that, you gotta settle down. They used to drag them with me, you know, we'd stay a year, year and a half here, year and a half there, and that, but then finally we settled down.
Well, like you said, when you're young.
And I'm going to get off my ex here, and I'm going to be terrible getting in the repeater.
73. This thing's acting up here. I guess it's my iPad. But, yeah, great to meet you. You have a good day, and great to have you in the ham radio fraternity. It's one of the best hobbies I believe you can ever have. So you have a great day. Enjoy it, and I'm sure I'll catch you later. This is Whiskey 4 Delta Foxtrot. Good morning.
Good to talk to you, Don, and meet you and that, and I look forward to having on some more conversations with you in the morning. Definitely jump on in here with us and that, and we'd be glad to have you in the morning. We're just a bunch of good old people just chit-chatting and, you know, trying to get to know each other. So I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome day, and this is KN4TFW talking with W4DF, and have a good one.
Season, you have a great one. KN4 Whiskey 4 Delta Foxtrot. Good morning.
Taxi Mobile.
How are you doing on this happy Friday? Or is this another Monday for you?
Oh, this is a Monday. It's going to be another Monday.
Well, we got rain over here. And talking with Don, W4DF. Have you ever talked to him before?
No, I haven't. It would have been a while back if I had.
Gets to us every morning. I told him to come on in here.
More the merrier.
4D, listen, guys, I'm just going to monitor. I'm sitting here working, well, I have been all night, working on family history. And I think I've located a couple of new relatives. So you guys carry on, and I'll just listen.
I hope you have a good day. I'm going to have a busy day, but we're going to make it through. And then I start my vacation, Ken, tomorrow morning.
Maybe you and Shelly got big plans to go take that radio mobile somewhere?
Yeah, I'm going to try to. If I do, and it's in the evening, I'll text you, and I'll see if we can't hook up on... I normally try 3915 because I'm going to be doing NVIS setup. And so I'll give you a holler if I can do that in the evening when you're off work.
Sounds good. Is Tim off the set today?
No, he's working.
Here, I was listening in. Tired as all get out today. Been up since about 12:30. We had the power flickering on and off, on and off, on and off. Lights blinking, buzzers beeping, you name it. It was carrying on some racket from that storm we had rolled through over the house. But I'm actually getting ready to roll up. Ken, 73s to you. Hope you have a fantastic day today. Weekend ahead if we don't catch you over the weekend. Mike, I'll see you when you get in. KK4POT.
Good one, stay dry, and hopefully maybe I'll catch you this weekend, KN4TFW.
KK4NXZ.
Not even this morning yet. With my phone number, so I had it transferred to a different phone and that, so I got the same phone number now.
Is that your work number?
Yeah, it was the phone belonged to them and that, and I got tired of carrying two phones around, so I just let my old phone go and just kept this one, but I've had this one probably 15 years or better.
Probably, it doesn't matter what number that position has anyway, does it?
Mama had an older iPhone that was just sitting there at the house that we'd let our daughter-in-law try to use it, but we had AT&T and she had Verizon. They couldn't do nothing with it. But then somehow she got a password on it and couldn't get it unlocked and everything. Man, what a big fiasco it was last night. But I think Susan finally got it unlocked about 1 or 2 in the morning.
Well, you know, it's to their advantage for you to keep that number in case they need you in the future.
Yeah, I hear you. And I told them I'd be glad to help them. You know, I can hire on to a temp service and that and do some help with them and that if they need it. I don't mind. I have no hard feelings.
Saying it's just about getting in a better position.
Nothing that my mind tells me that it's more stable.
Already talking about the increases of COVID cases in countries overseas, and they're concerned about, you know, large gatherings here. I don't know. It's hard to believe, you know, what you hear or read, so I'm not sure what that'll end up meaning for us.
I just, you know, it's going to be a while before it ever gets back to what it was, if it ever gets back to there. And I just, you know, all you need is another good shutdown, and then they'll be laying off out here again.
Yeah, bad news.
I'll just be getting that $200 a week.
That's three.
Every time you take out taxes. Yeah, something like that. And that I had to take out taxes because I didn't want to have to owe it come January, February next year. I had enough taxes taken out of that 401k that I withdrew earlier.
Did you take that out without the penalties for hardship or something?
A COVID thing for the rest of this year, you could take it out without having that extra 10% penalty. But if you were already 59 and a half, you could get it out without penalty anyway.
Now you can take it out. Do you have to be in a situation where there's a COVID issue in your, you know, like you've got COVID or you're out of work, and just any the working man take his out?
Man, I believe you got several years to claim it, and if you put it back in by the time that time limit's up, then you don't have to claim it at all, I believe.
And if you don't make the, if you're not able to make the payments back, and you do claim it in a couple of years, you get hit with a penalty.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. And that, because of COVID, it was lasting all the way through this year, the end of December, without any penalties, is what they were saying. And it was the notice that I got from work.
Call my fiduciary, I believe, and talk to them, see how that works, which I'll be 59 and a half in June. But I think I've got a little bit of a loan I want to pay off before the next COVID go around.
Excellent. And that, you sound like for sure it's going to happen, right?
I don't doubt that there's a virus. I have friends who had it, and I've got friends who, you know, his lungs were damaged over it. And it's going to take 4 to 6 more months for them just to get back to 100% if they do. But I know that they're also, you know, playing a political game with this thing. And good grief, you know, I read on the news outlet that New York will never be the same. So they got people leaving there by the tens of thousands. And I think it's somewhere, it's just crazy. The numbers of people who have lost their jobs and everything else is staggering.
And then a lot of those businesses and the small businesses, they'll never come back.
I just don't see how the economy can recover. You know, I don't know, maybe I'm a pessimist, but I know what happened earlier this year. You know, I lost a significant amount of money in my 401k. Now, that since has come back, but I don't know what that comeback is actually based on.
Just based on what people think, right? Not on actual data and everything. It's just as ridiculous how it's up and down and up and down. And that it's just all a big game, like you said.
This is W4DF with a comment for you folks to ponder. Speaking of this COVID-19, don't know if you remember, but somewhere in mid-December of last year, that little sawed-off guy in North Korea promised the world a New Year's surprise. Well, short of New Year's, the old COVID popped up, and it's my contention that it came out of North Korea, maybe down through China, but the North Koreans are fanatics. You know, they eat dirt, and they'd kill their own parents. So keep that in mind. I can't get anybody publicly to respond to my notion that it came out of North Korea. And that's about it.
You really don't know. I mean, you hear so many stories, but it would not in the least surprise me. It just wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's the same here. All you hear is what the news wants you to hear. Heck, long about Thanksgiving, I think Susan had a longtime friend that was visiting her son in Atlanta, you know, doing a lot of travel through the airport. And, man, all of a sudden she came down with something, and they called us, and she was on life support in the hospital and not doing too well. And it was about 6 weeks, and they didn't know what was wrong with her. And then all of a sudden she started getting better, and they still don't know what she had, but I believe we know now what she had.
I had an employee that was sick like that as a dog for about 4 weeks. I believe he had it.
Back in, I don't know, late January, February. I mean, like you said, about 4 weeks, she was in bad shape. And I believe she had it.
How's her job?
Well, it's still doing good. The business is picking up a lot of to-go business. And then a lot of people, you know, being ugly because they got to wear a mask. And, you know, and then you got the mask police and everything that, you know, tell you need to wear one and that. And so it's a little bit different situation, but the restaurant's hanging in there.
Oh. For the weekend?
And, I think Susan's off on Saturday evening and Sunday evening. But I think my neighbor's moving today and tomorrow, and he asked me, could I help him? I might be doing some of that.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Well, I don't know if that'll be fun, but it'd be fun to help somebody out. I got a grandchild with a birthday, and then I've got the company that I'm going to spend all week with. I got them coming in tomorrow, and so we'll be there off and on. We're not leaving permanently or nothing, but... just looking forward. I've been going up to his place. That's where I killed that deer, was up at his house. They're out there from Findlay, Ohio. So that deer meat you had, that's the guy that I got it off his farm.
By the way, KN4TFW. Left in the freezer from that one I got last year.
Well, I like the way they packed that stuff up there in Ohio. It was, you know, they blast freeze it in a really good freezer, you know, proof vacuum packed wrapper. So that meat really did turn out good. And that was a farm, you know, grain-fed, basically, deer, and it definitely had a better taste.
100% with all of that. It tasted better. It was really packaged nice. First time I ever seen one packaged like that.
I know the way they packaged the one I got, they the burger was in a roll that's about twice as big as it normally is, so it was a little bit much. I had to keep having to cut them in half.
They normally just roll them in paper.
Yep. And it's not much as much as you think on a deer from the south, is there? I'll go this year. I'm hopeful anyway. The guy my brother-in-law and my sister, they're not really together. They are off and on, so I might get to hunt some over there. But property up in Westminster, and I need to go up there and check it out. He added another 30 acres to the thing. That puts him up right around 200 acres.
Pretty good.
And coming in professionally trapping some hogs. So get them hogs out of there, maybe the deer will come back.
These are bad on deer.
See if my deer stand's still up there.
Chain lock key to a tree. That's about a $400 stand. I'm hoping my second to oldest grandson will kill a deer out of that thing this year.
It's on your property, right?
That don't mean anything.
You got that right.
Sitting in the parking lot up there, KK4 and XZ.
Yeah, watching the people come in, waiting for it to get closer to time. Just finished up my coffee. And you know me, I like to be early. KN4 TFW.
Wow, and early you're there. Wow. Yeah, there's so much stress. My job, I mean, I try to get there right on the ticket. Tim goes in early. Oh, he loves that stuff. Actually, he doesn't, but he tries to make his day. My day wouldn't be any easier if I went in early. His day is, because he, first thing in the morning, he's gathering information from the day before and from night, from night shift and from the parts situation from the day before, because Tim leaves at 3 and the parts guy leaves at about 4 to 4:30, so he doesn't really get a tie-in as far as what parts are going to be there when, so he has to kind of search through that in the morning.
Yeah, one of the other plants that does the same job as I do, he gets there about 2, he's real bad OCD, he gets there about 2 in the morning so he can get all the regular stuff done before he gets, before people come in and get all interrupt him and that, because he can't handle it when he gets interrupted. About 12, I think he does that 4 days, and then he comes in, and he's gone by about 8 on Friday. He called me last night when the phone was screwed up. Or they left a voicemail, and at the phone, you could receive a call, but I couldn't do nothing with it.
I'm gonna switch out somebody else on these road calls. Last time when I went to Virginia, I did the road calls. We went to Shenandoah Valley, and I took them, and I ended up 2 days on the phone over a truck that was in the shop dealing with them and the insurance people, because I was the only one in the loop, and I'm just not doing that this time. I'm handing it over.
It'll be vacation, right?
Yeah, I don't mind helping out, but that got way ridiculous. I've already told them, anything they need to know, they need to ask me now, because I'm cutting my phone off.
Help my partner get a little bit better, get him a little bit more involved. Sometimes you hear information and you don't, it's related to something that you hear later and that, and you got to kind of piecemeal it together to figure out the whole story and that, and sometimes he doesn't catch on real good.
Ask you on airplane mode. I was going to look it up today. I don't ever use airplane mode because I don't fly around much. But on airplane mode, do you receive anything? Does it like cut your cellular data off, or do you know how that works?
whatever's on your phone, like if you had a game or something on your phone, you could play it, but I don't think it'll send out a signal or receive a signal.
Well, if somebody calls, let's say somebody made a phone call to me, does it go through the rings or does it go through straight to voicemail, straight to voicemail?
I believe it goes straight to voicemail.
That's the button I'm pushing.
I'd put it on airplane mode, get Tim to call you and see what it does, and then you'll know for sure.
Out at lunch today.
Favorite button.
I need to use that under normal circumstances just because of I got kids, with kids, and in case of emergency, I want to be available.
And I've had them wake me up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then when I answer, they say, I know you're not the right person, but you're the only one that would answer. And that's when it goes downhill fast.
I enjoy talking with my kids. We got a really, really super good relationship. So anytime they call, I try to make a lot of it.
I've been wanting to see my other son down in Anderson and that, but he's got 5 kids total between the two of them, and they're kind of still trying to social distance. I figure I'll wait for them to get back in school and for them to calm down a little bit and that before I go over there. Yeah, they're in Michigan. I ain't seen him in about 3 or 4 years.
If I can handle that.
Penalty for me not calling my parents when I was younger.
You know, I used to call my mom about every other day, and I talked to my dad. Of course, you know, that was during the day. And then I talked to my dad at least once a week. And then they would come up and visit. And all right, get down there at least once a year.
For years in my younger days, you know, when I was married and had a family and living out of state, I can't hardly remember ever calling my mom. And most of the time I worked with my dad, so that wasn't an issue, but I can't hardly ever remember calling my mom or my brother or my sister. You know, it'd be 4 or 5 years before I'd ever talk to them.
That'd be bad. Hey! I am Destination Ken. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to leave, which I'm sure you're fixing to get in there anyway. Step 3 to you. Have a great day. Be careful, be safe, and top of the morning to you, my friend. Take care. KK4NXC, clear on your final.
Yeah, 73 Mike, maybe I'll catch you on the radio this weekend and that, and you enjoy your vacation and hope you have an awesome time and stay dry. And Don, if you're still out there, 73, I really enjoyed it, and hopefully I'll catch you another morning. I'll give you a shout-out, KN4TFW.